On Veterans Day, all service members are worthy of recognition, including those whose duties are often overlooked.
Pretty much all the cooks were also drivers for the convoy, so we were out there plenty.
That's U.S. Army veteran Miranda Troyer, owner of Miranda's Cakes and Confections in Morton. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, November 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Public Schools Board voted 5-1 to suspend its basketball program until next spring. Tim Shelley explains how it happened.
The deferral comes following guidance from the Illinois Department of Public Health and Illinois Board of Education for districts to postpone basketball this winter after they deemed the sport high risk. Superintendent Sharon DeMullen-Carratt says the liability and funding ramifications are too great to defy the state.
For many schools, the legal team is basically saying don't go there.
Board President Doug Shaw says while the decision is unpopular, he agrees.
It just wouldn't make any sense from our standpoint to buck that guidance and to expose ourselves to potential lawsuits for going against that guidance if something happens as a result of it. It would seem irresponsible from my perspective.
Fall football was also pushed back to next spring. When asked how those seasons would overlap, Carratt says the district's smart minds will have to plot a course.
I think if we put our heads together, we can, in the end, figure it out and it will all work out.
Carratt says there are a group of school administrators looking to sit down with Governor J.B. Pritzker to make an argument for how they believe students can play basketball safely. But she says deferring is the best decision for now. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois State Police say a Fulton County man shot and killed by local police last week pointed a realistic-looking BB gun at them before they opened fire. Tri-County health officials reported 327 new confirmed COVID-19 cases and 4 new deaths in the region, bringing the count up to 11,221 cases and 174 deaths since the start of the pandemic. And appellate court judge Robert Carter will replace Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride next month after Kilbride lost his retention race for another 10-year term. Carter says he won't run for a full term in 2 years. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Not everyone in military service sees combat or frontline duty, but those who don't are equally worthy of recognition on Veterans Day. Miranda Troyer spent more than a year in Iraq after joining the U.S. Army in 2006. She met her husband there and now operates a bakery out of their garage in Morton. Troyer speaks with reporter Joe Deacon, reflecting on her time in the military.
I went to culinary school for advanced baking and pastry arts, and it was kind of spur of the moment. Like, I did my externship at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. When I was finished with that, it was just kind of on a whim that I went and just joined the Army. It was just something in me I give credit to Christ. So I joined the Army. I took the oath of enlistment the very next day, and I went through my base training in Fort Jackson. I was deployed to Iraq for a 15-month tour there. It was originally 12 months, and we were extended while we were over there. Whenever we got back to the States, I was on 2 different culinary arts teams. Yeah, so it was a pleasure, such an honor to be able to be in the Army. I mean, you don't think about it when you're actually there. But then afterwards, it just you think back and like, wow, I can't believe I did that.
What types of duties did you perform on your deployment to Iraq?
So I was a cook in the Army. So then whenever I deployed, I cooked for, thousands of soldiers a day. I was also sent to Corregidor Combat Outpost. It was kind of just south of Baghdad. And it was actually there when I met my husband. So I was cooking for his troop. It was me and I think 2 other cooks down there at the time. we cooked for them whenever they would come out from missions and everything. I was also a driver in Iraq, so I was the lead driver of the convoys for about 3 months.
Cooks and drivers don't necessarily come to mind right away when people think about military personnel. Do you think those service members get enough recognition?
Yeah, I mean, we were right down there with them. I mean, we weren't on the front line with them, but, you know, still in very dangerous areas, you know, making sure that, you know, they have food and, you know, everyone is sustained. So, I mean, we were, you know, I was out there too, you know, pretty much all the cooks were also drivers for the convoy. So we were out there plenty. A lot of people don't really think about that. And, you know, I'm very, very fortunate that I never actually, you know, had to live through anything that was terrible. And, you know, that, you know, we do know soldiers that were killed, and it's just really sad.
Do you reflect on your time in the Army very often?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know it's day to day, it just gets really hopping, but you know, whenever you get a moment, it's really hard to not remember. Just kind of think back. I mean, every once in a while I run across photo albums of, you know, times there and, you know, the people that we lost. It's definitely something that needs to be in our hearts always. And especially on Veterans Day.
You opened your bakery in August. How is business going so far?
Yeah, it's going great. You know, the first couple weeks of that was just tremendously stressful with just trying to keep up with everything, keep up with communications and the struggles of, you know, running a new business. You know, we've never done anything like this before. So it's just definitely been a struggle, a learning curve. And I think we finally kind of reached our groove, I guess.
Is it a bit unusual to be running a bakery out of your garage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think about that a lot. I'm thinking, like, you know, people probably think we're crazy, you know? But, I mean, we get a lot of regulars. We get so many wonderful people. But just, you know, approaching, it's just, you come up to someone's house and you're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to go in the garage over here. And you come in and boom, it's, you know, it's a bakery. So it's pretty awesome.
That's U.S. Army veteran Miranda Troyer talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation and to learn more about her bakery, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.